Good evening, ladies, gentlemen, days, and gays. This is The Real Pineapple. This is your boy, it's Hunter. Happy Friday Eve to all of you. Hope you're all having a good week. So, I came on at on Sunday after my Oscar stream and was like, I'm not going to do anything else. I was like, this is my first, I started a new job this week, which I'm really enjoying. Admittedly, the job is frustrating in the sense of I don't know how to do the job yet. So, okay. So something about me, I like to be great at everything. I just, it's a thing. I do like the struggle in the sense of I know that I'm working towards a goal, but in the moment I fucking hate it. I hate struggling. It makes me feel inadequate. It makes me feel like I'm never going to get it. It's incredibly frustrating. So, yeah, not a big fan of it. Not a big fan. But this new job, though, I'm really excited for it. I know once I get the basics down, I'm going to be great at it, yada, yada, yada. So I was like, cool. I'm going to take this week, not stream. I'm going to just take time for me, and it'll be great. And then I had to go on Twitter, which I got to admit is a sentence I'm starting to say less and less because Twitter is becoming, man, like, y'all remember when Elon Musk bought that? You remember when he bought it and he was like, oh, Twitter's going to be better. And some of you motherfuckers thought he was actually being serious. Like, he wasn't going to turn into just this giant conservative landscape. Like, yeah, and I'm going to get to the Star Trek thing in just a second. Afternoon Tune. Shout out to the Afternoon Tune. I don't know when I'll be on there next. Maybe for Ghostbusters next week. Yeah, because Ghostbusters Frozen Empire comes out next week, which I am hyped for. But I happened to go on Twitter, and I saw what J.K. Rowling said, and I just went, fuck, now I have to talk about it. Now I have to talk about this. You guys don't review Tyler Perry movies on the Afternoon Tune. Don't even. So look, I gotta talk about this. So a little bit of my history in terms of JK Rowling. Ironically enough, I wanna say it was about maybe 2 years ago. I think it was about 2 years ago. That I went on this profanity laced rant about J.K. Rowling, because that was the first time that she talked about her feelings on trans people, and I couldn't wrap my head around the fact that she believed the way that she believed. So I was like, you know what, fuck it, I'm gonna talk about this. And I think I talked about it for about 25-ish minutes, 25 minutes, half hour, but I think I called her a cunt maybe 35, 40 times in a 25 minute span, just because the more I was reading her tweets, the more I was like, wow, what a fucking cunt. And here's the thing about J.K. Rowling that's so infuriating. I have a lot of friends who love Harry Potter, who still love Harry Potter. I think it's a separate discussion if you can separate the art from the artist, which unfortunately, I think the more all of us live life, I think that's a conversation that we all find ourselves having more and more, is can you separate the art from the artist? To use myself as an example, I love Buffy the Vampire Slayer. It's one of my favorite properties ever. I can never watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer ever again. And it's something that my partner hasn't watched, and I would love to show it to her. But I can't, because just knowing what Joss Whedon was accused of, especially in regards to Michelle Trachtenberg, I can't in good conscience watch it. I can watch the Avengers movies and go, I can watch Avengers and Age of Ultron, and I'm like, cool. But as far as Buffy, can never watch it again. And season 3 of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, which introduces Eliza Dushku and has the mayor, that's one of my favorite seasons of television ever. I can never watch it again. I have friends that are gay. I have friends that are trans who, you know, yeah, are they absolutely devastated and disappointed by what J.K. Rowling feels? Abso-fucking-lutely. But they have these memories with Harry Potter. They have these friendships they've made because of Harry Potter. So they're not going to throw all that away because this woman's a fucking bigot. I understand that. And I really think that's a conversation that you have to have internally as far as, you know, how you push forward with that, how you, reconcile that. That looks different for everybody. I completely get that. But what I will say is frustrating for me is that J.K. Rowling is a smart woman in the sense of it feels like he's definitely getting more into the Trump area as far as like, I'm just going to sue you. You know, I'm going to threaten a lawsuit. Just looking at her, Twitter, it's just, it's insane to me. This was something that she retreated from, that she retweeted. There were no laws or agencies targeting trans people for elimination as there were for Jews and gays. According to the evidence provided recently, there were four trans people who died at the hands of the Nazi death machine. So here's the thing. You realize that Nazis were going after everyone, right? You understand that, right? Like, you understand that that's kind of what Nazis do. They go after people who are minorities. You understand that. And the fact that there's this person on Twitter, Alejandra Caraballo. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. If I'm not, I apologize. But they went ahead and pointed out the fact that look, people tried to educate J.K. Rowling on this topic, and she really has fallen into that. And I hate to even say this, she's fallen to that Chappelle realm where I'm just like, what is your fucking problem with trans people? I just don't get it. Now, look, I always keep it real with y'all. If I don't agree with something that someone says, I don't care if it's, you know, popular or in, I don't give a shit. I will state my opinion. I will deal with the consequences afterwards. I wish that it was okay in the eyes of some people to just say, I don't get trans people. And I mean that in the sense of, I don't understand what it's like to wake up and feel like I was born in the wrong body. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. What is wrong is the fact that you have people who go, oh yeah, you know what? They were born this way, so they have to stay this way. Fuck them. That's what J.K. Rowling is doing. And that is the thing that is so goddamn infuriating, is that this woman cannot look past her own prejudices and actually be educated. I'm very lucky in the sense that I grew up with a dad who's a musician. So I've been to, God, thousands of open mic nights in my day. And we've always, like, there are always gay people there are always gay people around me as a kid. There are trans people around me as a kid. It was just something I never thought about. I still remember this conversation I had with my mom when I was going to high school, my freshman year. I still remember this conversation we had about gay marriage when that was starting to really first become a thing as far as the legislation, and just not being able to wrap my head around the fact that it wasn't allowed and that it wasn't law. And I really think that people forget that as far as we've come, we haven't come as far as we think. I think a lot of people tend to do the whole, well, we elected Obama twice, you know, so how racist and sexist, and you know, how racist can we be? And the problem is pretty racist. It's 2024 and we're still racially not in a great spot. Is it better than it was in, you know, the 30s? Sure. But is it much better for the amount of time? As far as the amount of time, not really. I run this chat on Facebook where I have a lot of people. Most of them I haven't even met in fucking person, but there's this person named Alex. Shout out to Alex. And there's a girl, Jordan. Shout out to Jordan. They both transitioned. And I flat out told him, I was like, look, I don't understand what it's like to feel like I was assigned the wrong, that I was assigned the wrong gender, but I would never want you to look in the mirror and not love what you see. And I think boiling it down to just that simple brass tacks is what some people really need to hear. Because there's no reason you should feel like that. There's no reason you should look in the mirror and not love what you see. So even if you boil it down to just that, trans people are valid. Just off that alone. And the thing about J.K. Rowling is that she has such a following. As much dumb shit as she said over the last year, I'll just say the last year, because that's the last time I, you know, went off on her, or the last couple of years. She has a following. And unfortunately, this isn't, you know, Billy Bob, whose display picture is blowing to a fucking jug, you know, for American flag behind him. This is a woman who has a prominent fan base that, unfortunately, many of which who still hang on her own fucking, who still hang on her fucking word. And the fact that, gosh, while I cannot stand Taylor Swift, and let me be clear, not a fan, but one thing about Taylor Swift that I do respect is that she was telling people, look, if Donald Trump wins again, there's a lot of shit that's going to go away. You need to get your ass out and vote. So Taylor Swift, you know, for whether you like her or not, she used her platform for good. I got to give her props on that. And J.K. Rowling could be doing the same fucking thing. She could actually go ahead and be trying to unify people and go like, look, I don't understand, you know, I don't understand trans people, but I'm willing to be educated. That's all you have to say. That is all you have to fucking say, is that I am willing to learn. Because, look, we all have our biases. We all have our blind spots. We're all trying to be, well, some of us are trying to be better. Josh, you're writing in Taylor Swift on this election because she's white. That's why you're writing her ass in. But that's all it takes, you know? I mean, look, for myself, one of my things that I've had to try to, you know, educate myself on is pronouns, you know? I'll be the first to admit, I had a friend of mine, and I think I might have told this story on the podcast before, but I believe I referred to Demi Lovato as a she, and this friend of mine freaked out on me. They're like, they, them, and they're like, yelled at me, and I remember I was just like, okay, I didn't know they had switched their pronouns to they, them. By the way, don't do that. don't educate people like that. Don't yell at someone like they stole a cookie before dinner time. Like, there's a way to educate people. There's a difference between someone like a Mitch McConnell doing that shit from a place of hatred and someone who just didn't know that the pronouns were switched. Like, when you're trying to educate people, you lose allies that way. So just for some of y'all who do that shit, keep that in mind. But it's one of those things where it's like, look, if referring to someone in a certain way is going to make someone feel seen, is going to make someone feel better about themselves. At my old job, I had a customer call in, and Megan, I still remember their name. They were transitioning from Mike, if memory serves correctly. And, you know, they're going through treatments and everything, so their voice was deep. And so I called them, so I said, sir. And they apologized. They're like, well, actually, I'm transitioning. I was like, oh, okay, what's your name? And they're like, oh, it's Megan. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Like, miss, how can I help you? And I remember we ended up talking times and doing some orders together. And Megan was super fucking sweet and super fucking kind. And it made me really happy that in that moment, just that little thing went ahead and, like, made Megan feel seen. And people, that's all it takes. It's just a little kindness. It's not fucking hard. And the thing about J.K. Rowling, too, that is infuriating, is that she's threatening to sue people in the UK. Because you can't bring that slap shit suit over here in the States anymore. Because people have very much been cracking down on that. Because they realize a lot of these lawsuits are fucking bullshit. But J.K. Rowling can't fucking help herself. And it's one of those things where I go, I just don't understand it. And I honestly, like, I'm going to be 37 this year, which, oh God, I'm going to be 37 in like less than 3 months. And I just, the older I get, the more my brain just cannot comprehend how people are so shitty without cause. You know what I mean? Like, I feel for my friends who have kids, because I remember growing up with social media with MySpace, and MySpace was bad enough. It was like, oh God, people can, you know, poke and prod at me from a keyboard. And people are worse about social media now than they were back in 05. It's horrifying. So, you know, I don't know. I realize that this isn't even like a, you know, fucking answer. But what I would tell people is, look, if you have these memories of Harry Potter, you don't owe anyone an explanation. If you like Harry Potter, if that's something that you relate to, like I have friends that met their partners because of Harry Potter, like they were able to bond over the movies and, you know, like find a mutual love through that. That's fucking beautiful. Even if the person who created it is a fucking cunt, I'm so happy you have that experience together. I'm so happy you have that binding you together, regardless of the fucking creator of the shit. And I know they're doing these Harry Potter shows that are coming out. They're doing it as a TV series. I guess each season is going to be a book. And I'm going to be the first to admit, I'm really fucking torn if I'm going to watch it. Not just because I think the movies, the more they go on, just get fucking epic. Prisoner of Azkaban is such a, I think that's about as close to a perfect movie that you can get. I fucking love Prisoner of Azkaban. And, you know, my partner and I bought the movies in 4K, like, I think 4 years ago, and like on a Christmas sale. And they're movies that I'll still revisit on occasion. You know, I'm not gonna like burn my fucking DVDs or throw them away or whatever, but I would be lying to you if I said that, Daniel Radcliffe came out and said that trans people and that he supports the LGBTQ. You know, Emma Watson said the same thing. I can't remember if Rupert Grint did, but I remember, you know, Radcliffe Watson did. And is there a large part of me that goes, I'm sure J.K. Rowling's like, you embarrass me, I'll show all of you. Does it feel like she's doing this? Warner Brothers and her are doing this out of spite because of their political stance? Absolutely. There's no part of me that doesn't think that they wouldn't do that just to be assholes. So, yeah, I'm honestly torn on that. Plus, I think you're setting these kids up for fucking failure because you're gonna compare them to the original cast. And that original cast just gel so well once they go ahead and get cooking. So yeah, is there an element of that I think is just fucking gross and vile? Absolutely. But that's the thing about J.K. Rowling. That's the thing about Chappelle that's just become heartbreaking. Like, look, I think Chappelle, as far as talking about like trans jokes, I think you can joke about anything. I've said this on the podcast before. If you've ever said any variation of the following sentence, you can never make fun of blank, just know that I think you're fucking dumb. I hate people like that. I think you can make fun and make jokes about anything, and people like myself use humor to go ahead and try and make sense of this crazy fucking world. So I hate when people say that shit. But goddamn, Chappelle has just become like I don't even know what Chappelle is anymore. Like, it's less about black people and our struggle and more about this, you know, this free ride apparently that trans people are getting, which they're definitely not. Go to fucking Florida and say that shit. I don't get it, y'all. I don't. And I just, the more I see this shit, the more it just bums me out, honestly. And, you know, I don't really have anything else to say, but I just saw those tweets from J.K. Rowling and I was just like, God, what a cunt. I can't stand her. I really can't. And look, I'll tell you right now, I'd love to have J.K. Rowling on the pod. I'd love to interview J.K. Rowling because I'll flat out ask her, what the fuck is your problem? What did trans? You know how Republicans are always like, you know, no sex before marriage and like, you know, it's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. You know, those classic standbys. And then you find out they're, you know, at a glory hole, like blowing a black dude like in Alabama or something. You know, it's always those people who get caught in something like that. Fucking amazing to me. Fucking amazing. And I don't get it. I don't understand how you can be so just I don't understand. Look at my fucking banner. You see right underneath, above the fucking panda where it says proud ally and abortion rights are human rights? Like, there's a reason my shit's decorated like this. Like, I don't know, y'all. I don't know. So, to any trans person, to anyone who identifies as a member of the LGBTQ community, I'm sorry you have to deal with this shit. Like, as a black dude, I get it. It's like having a full-time job, you know, just trying to exist. And it should never feel like that. You should be able to just be who you are without the prejudice attached to it. And unfortunately, that's not the world we live in. So, I mean, just know that you're seen, and that I love y'all. And I know I'm saying this during Women's History Month, but just to put a cap on the whole J.K. Rowling thing, to quote Big Sean, one of my favorite rappers, ho, shut the fuck up. That's all I gotta say. With that said, I didn't really have anything else planned, so just real quick, I'll talk about it. I started off my day by watching the trailer for The Crow. Oh man, y'all. So The Crow is one of those movies that has definitely been elevated by the fact that, you know, obviously the tragedy surrounding the film, and the, is it Nick Goff kid? I mean, Nick's kind of like your boy. I mean, we wear a lot of different hats. I think Nick could slip into a golf night very easily. I golf night or two, but I also like, you know, dark haired white women. So what do you, so what do you want me to say? Also, you know, what's funny. I'm actually seeing more black goth girls. I'm over here in Nevada. There's not a ton of black people in Nevada anyway, but I've seen some goth black girls. And it's like, oh, you know, as Nick would say, sup girl. But yeah, I would say Nick could easily be a goth kid, but getting to The Crow, there's just some shit I go, why are you touching this? And again, it's not like The Crow's a great movie. I haven't watched The Crow in years. The last time I watched The Crow, Hollywood Video was a thing. So I'd say I haven't seen The Crow since I was like 20. That was like 16 years ago. I'm going to rewatch it now because the remake comes out the 7th, I believe. Let me see. Yeah, June 7th, it comes out. I don't really remember shit about it. Like, I remember thinking that it was good, not great. But again, I haven't seen it in fucking 17 years. So who knows? Maybe I'll fucking love it this time. This remake looks like garbage. You can look it up on YouTube, but it looks bad, y'all. And look, I'm a huge fan of Bill Skarsgård. I mean, first off, that bone structure, just ridiculously handsome man. He's amazing in John Wick Chapter 4. I haven't seen either It film because I have a huge fear of clowns. Fuck that. I saw a clip of him as Pennywise. I was like, I am good. But between that, he's got the upcoming Nosferatu film coming up, which I'm really excited for. I thought he was great in Assassination Nation. I dug him in Atomic Blonde. I loved him in 9 Days. If you haven't seen 9 Days, that's one of the best casts in the last decade, by the way. 9 Days, that's Winston Duke, Zazie Beetz, Bill Skarsgård, Benedict Wong, Tony Hale. If you have not seen 9 Days, watch 9 Days immediately. 9 Days is an amazing fucking movie. But as I watched the trailer for The Crow, I just went, this is like goth Morbius. That's what this looks like. Like, straight up down to the bad CGI blood, down to this incredibly reminiscent shot of Morbius where the crows are circling him, and it looks just like they're trying to emulate the Batman Begins moment and are just completely missing the mark. Danny Houston's another one of those guys where I go, I really like Danny Houston quite a bit, but man, he also tends to be a very mustache twirling villain when it comes to shit. I'm really sad he's in this. I don't really know why he's in this, but, you know, a check's a check, I guess. Oh yeah, FKA Twigs will never be for brother on screen. Absolutely not. They're like Zoe Saldana. They Zoe Saldana went to fucking space to avoid black people. they'll never be with a brother. No. But as I was watching the trailer, I just went, this looks too clean. That's what kept coming up to me. It's kind of my issue with Christopher Nolan's Gotham as the films go on, where I just went, this doesn't look grimy. That's something the Batman fucking nails, is that when you see that Gotham City looks like the worst place on earth. That looks like fucking like Detroit on steroids, or Baltimore, depending on which season of The Wire you're watching. But it looks bad, y'all. Like, and look, there have been a million bad trailers that I've watched in the next month I'll be celebrating 9 years of doing the podcast, which is wild. But so 9 years of doing this show, and I've seen a ton of bad trailers for things, and then I see the movie and it's like, oh, okay. I remember seeing the trailer for Penguins of Madagascar, the movie, and not being and kind of going like, I don't know. And then watching that movie and fucking loving it. I love The Penguins of Madagascar. That's such a fun movie. Those Madagascar films, by the way, those penguins are the only good thing about them, by the way. But so look, stranger things have happened. There is a world where this movie is good. I fully acknowledge that. But for this being the first look, it looks like ass. It straight up looks like ass. And if you Google the poster for The Crow, holy shit, it looks like Venom, the symbiote, just jizzed on Bill Skarsgård's face. It looks so bad. It's such a shit poster. So everything I'm seeing promotional-wise so far just makes me go, oh yeah, this looks like shit. So again, could I be wrong? Absolutely. Fully acknowledge I could be wrong. But yeah, it's not looking great. Not looking great at all. So yeah, The Crow's out June 7th. I look forward to hearing y'all's thoughts on it, because I've talked to some people about it already, and I have some friends of mine. My friend Kalani, shout out to Kalani, miss you, homie. She loves The Crow, and she was fucking heartbroken. She messaged me before I can message her, because I want to make sure she had her coffee. But she messaged me and was like, "This looks like shit." And like any goth kid that grew up in the 90s who has that connection, because I know that's a big thing for not the singer. I understand there's a lot of people like a lot of people grew up with The Cure, you know, who have like their goth identities is greatly tied to some of these things. So I understand how like that's how big of a deal The Crow is for some people, and to see what they're doing, yeah, it looks bad. The CGI blood looks bad. The violence didn't move me. It looks like shit. And again, I hope I'm wrong. I hope it ends up being a movie that I'm like, son of a bitch, it surprised me. But it's looking like some Morbius shit. So yeah. Check it out. You can find it on YouTube, but yeah, it's not looking great. Before I get out of here, I did want to make a little, a small announcement. My review for Oppenheimer is up on the channel now. That was up on, uploaded that on Monday. I'm going to be uploading my review for Barbie right after the stream. So the Barbenheimer connection will be complete as far as reviews. So those will be up on the channel. And then next week, I'm going to have a review for the original Ghostbusters. I keep saying I'm going to review Ghostbusters. I haven't yet. So I'm gonna rewatch Ghostbusters. I've watched Ghostbusters a good amount of times. So it won't be a hard review, but I'm really excited to rewatch Ghostbusters. And then my interview... I know I keep mentioning it, but it's a fun fucking interview. My interview with, actress and writer Jennifer Levinson, who just did this film Trust, along with the director of the film, Almog Avedon Antonir. We went ahead and talked for about an hour about the film and about Hollywood and their ambitions. And it's a really fun interview. If y'all haven't checked it out, I highly recommend that you do. That is up on the channel now. Absolutely love that interview. Love that interview. And my review for Trust is actually up on the channel now as well. You can go ahead and check it out. And Rent Trust. It's on Prime Video. You can go ahead and check that out as well. But I'm going to have reviews up for Ghostbusters next week. I'm going to review up for Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, which I'm stoked to go see. My partner, Alea, and I, we're going to go check that out on Thursday. I'm so excited to check that out. And then I'm going to have a review for Love Lies Bleeding. I might check that out next weekend. We're going to see. And then before the end of the month, because I don't know how training is going to go, because, you know, new job, all learning all the things, I will have a review up for the Eras Tour by the end of the month. That's all I can tell you. I don't know when this month, but I will have a review up for the Eras Tour before the end of the month, because I've been talking all this Taylor Swift shit, rightfully so, might I add. But I said if it hit streaming that I'd review it, so I'm going to review it at some point this month. But yeah, y'all, so I'm going to go ahead and get out of here, but I'm going to have reviews up, like I said, for Ghostbusters Frozen Empire next week. Barbie review will be up on the channel probably by the time, for those of you who aren't watching this, that'll be up live. And then I'm going to have a review for Poor Things. I'll review it for Poor Things next week as well. And I'm going to continue to start dropping Oscar reviews. So I'm going to have a review up for that. I'm going to have a review up for American Fiction, which I fucking love. I love American Fiction. It's a great fucking movie. And along some other stuff. So I've got a lot of stuff coming down the pipeline, y'all. But as far as the show, don't forget to go ahead and subscribe to me on Twitch. You can find me on twitch.tv/TheRealPineapple. You can go ahead and follow me on YouTube at The Real Pineapple. That again is R-E-E-L Pineapple. You can follow me on Blue Sky at realpineapple.bsky.social. Got a question for the show? Just want to say hi? Shoot me an email at jhunter@therealpineapple.com. You can follow me on Instagram, TikTok, and Threads. I just joined Threads at jhunterrealpineapple. And you can follow me on Letterboxd at blackshazam. That's what I was going to say. I forgot about the fucking announcement before I even get out of here. I am going to start doing a weekly Twitch stream. I'm trying to figure out if it's going to be Wednesday or Thursdays, but I'm going to start reviewing AEW Dynamite. I'm going to start doing a Dynamite stream. I haven't figured out if I'm going to react in real time to it, or if I'm going to just do a review for the shows afterwards. I haven't decided if I'm going to review AEW Collision yet. If I do that, that might be my Sunday morning stream, but I'm still tinkering with that. But I'm going to go ahead and I am going to have my debut stream next week, next Wednesday for AEW Dynamite. I think I'm going to do it. I'll let y'all know, but I will have a stream either next Wednesday or Thursday talking about AEW Dynamite. So I'm excited to go ahead and start that weekly journey with y'all. But everyone, thank you so much for listening. I hope you're all having a great week. Stay safe out there. Take care of each other. Allow yourself some grace. The world is a lot right now. There's a lot going on. And I know that the world can feel heavy. And this is something I'm trying to remind myself of. So trust me, it's not just y'all, but I understand the world feels heavy right now, but please know that you matter. You're loved, you're cared for, and that you're special, and that this world is better because you're in it. So again, thank you so much for listening. Please stay safe out there, and never forget, as always, to keep it real. I'll talk to y'all soon. Have a great night.